My name is Jennifer Xia. I am 17 years old. Today is December 3rd, 2017, and I'm speaking with Tianbing Xia, my dad, and Cindy Chi, my mom.
Hi, I'm the dad.
Hi, I'm Cindy, Jennifer's mom.
We are recording this interview in my living room in Plano, Texas. Okay.
Yay!
Okay, so tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Well, I grew up in Beijing, China. Beijing is the capital city of China. I was born in 1968, spent probably the first 26, 27 years of my life in Beijing. Childhood, I remember, was very simple. Me, my dad, and my mom, we had a simple life and were very happy.
When you were growing up, did you like going to school?
Absolutely. A lot of my friends in school are soccer buddies. So we play soccer a lot, hours and hours every day. So we have a lot of fun.
So what was your school schedule like every day?
We always start too early. Mm-hmm. Remember, we started almost 7 a.m. every day. So the first 30 minutes, we actually read English on our own. First 30 minutes is like a free time or yourself time. So we usually do English reading. Mm-hmm. Some people I remember catching up homeworks, but I never had to do that.
You did it during class.
The day before, and then I finished whatever left at home. Mm-hmm. And then the school probably officially starts 7:30, and we probably have 45, 50 minutes per class. And we stay in the same room. The teacher rotates among rooms. So I remember, so we do have like a home room. Mm-hmm. Even up to high school, from elementary to high school, mm-hmm. we have like a home room throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So what were your favorite subjects in school?
Well, I mostly like chemistry and physics. Mm-hmm. I hate biology. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Math was okay. English was kind of fun because it was kind of challenging. Mm-hmm. I didn't like Chinese though, because I have studied the Asian Chinese, the modern Chinese, a lot of famous writing, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
So when did you start studying English?
Third grade. I don't remember, it was third grade. We started ABCD at third grade. And we continued on every single year. And we actually we were lucky, we had an English teacher that had a degree from the U.S. that went back to China, mm-hmm. and teach English.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she actually taught the English class entirely in English. Yeah, so that's why we're lucky to have a teacher like that.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Did you have a favorite teacher growing up?
Not really. It changed every year. So it probably go with the subject. Mm-hmm. My favorite teacher, actually my dad.
Yeah.
He is a college professor. He taught me a lot. Mm-hmm. But in terms of regular school, I have a lot of favorite teachers. I can't point to one single one being the most favorite. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Did your school have extracurriculars?
I think I was in chemistry club, mm-hmm. we have a lot of science clubs. We have musics, I think, but I didn't care that much. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have sports. Sports is big, mm-hmm. in China.
Did you play?
I played soccer. I was on the soccer team. Mm-hmm. And then, so I remember, probably wasn't in the chemistry club too long, but I remember glassware and stuff.
Yeah. Was like your soccer team part of the school?
Well, it was there was a school team. Mm-hmm. We have regular athletics, but mm-hmm. Outside of the school time, we have a soccer team that represent the school to compete in the district, and then if we do well, we go on to the regional or whatever.
Did you go to regionals?
We play well in the district. Uh-huh. We have some tough competitors, but mm-hmm. yeah, Okay. It was mostly for fun because we're all friends. We play soccer together. We have internal, intramural competition among classes. Say each grade, we divide each grade into 6 or 7 or 8 classes. So we compete between classes. Mm-hmm. And the best player of out of classes make up the school team. So I think at one time I was the captain of the team.
So how many years were you part of your team? Or like how did you
every year. I started first grade.
First grade.
Yeah.
Up to
High school. And you mean in college?
Oh. Yeah. Same.
I was pretty good. I was pretty athletic. I also compete in the school games.
Uh-huh.
I ran 100 meter and 200 meter and relays. You can only compete in two individual events. Mm-hmm. So I ran 100 and 200 sprint. And I was on the relay team, of course. And some of my friends, you know, they high jump or long jump or shot put or whatever.
So it's like the
or
Olympics. Long
it's like, yeah, but it's like we call it school games. Yeah, like a day and a half school games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. When you came to the U.S., what differences did you find, Mommy?
Oh, I found the culture very different.
Mm-hmm.
And also the food. The style is very different. But I enjoyed trying new things.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked that I didn't see many people on the street, so I was kind of...
Oh, like less crowded?
Yeah. And instead of riding bicycle to places, you have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a driver license when I came here.
But in big city, you see a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
True.
Have you found any authentic Chinese food in America?
Well,
yeah, there's some
pretty close.
Sichuan style hot and spicy dishes I like.
Uh-huh.
I think they're pretty good.
Well, I find that at home, right? I make authentic ones.
True. What aspects of American education has benefited you?
We get to go to graduate school here.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the open environment between the faculty and the students.
Mm-hmm.
And also the communication, and you can ask questions whenever you like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really benefit our career development.
Okay. So going back to China, how has growing up there shaped you the most?
I think the family value and also the focus on education,
mm-hmm.
it really benefit, you know, generations.
Mm-hmm. What kind of family values?
Like the younger people respect the elder people,
mm-hmm.
and also the elder people help the young family,
mm-hmm.
support them, and also provide the best education they can afford.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really emphasize the family value.
Okay, that's cool. Do you miss anything about China?
I miss my family.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's the most part, and of course, the delicious food.
Priority.
I'm the only child, so uh-huh. I really miss my parents.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for letting me interview, and
we enjoyed talking to you.